From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah's congressional delegates are applauding the death of a top Iranian general killed by the U.S. military and pressing for more information about the attack. General Qasem Soleimani was killed in a U.S. airstrike on the Baghdad airport early Friday local time. Democratic Representative Ben McAdams says the killed leader of Iran's Quds Force, which gathers intelligence and carries out attacks, is a terrorist and got the justice he deserved. But he's concerned about what dangers an Iranian response poses to Americans.
I look forward to gathering more information to really understand the rationale that went behind it, why now, and what risks were contemplated and what the administration has done to mitigate any risks that this will present to the United States.
Iran warned that a harsh retaliation is waiting for the U.S. The Utah Department of Health this afternoon announced the companies that will receive 14 medical cannabis pharmacy licenses. 8 of those pharmacies could start serving patients as early as March. The remaining 6 could open in July, according to the department. The pharmacies are spread throughout 10 of Utah's 29 counties. The department evaluated license applications based on experience in the industry, investigations in other jurisdictions, and their ability to lower the cost of medical cannabis, among other criteria. After a decade-long decline, Utah's fertility rate has reached an all-time low. KUER's David Fox has more on what's behind it.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released a report late last year that showed that for the first time in recorded history, the average number of babies born in Utah has dipped below what demographers call the replacement fertility rate. That's 2.1 children per woman, which experts agree is what's needed to maintain a population.
I figured it would cross this threshold, but I expected that to be about 10 years from now. So the decline has been very significant and very swift.
Pam Perlick is a director of demographic research at the University of Utah's Gardner Policy Institute. She says the changes Utah is seeing are consistent with the decline in fertility rates nationwide, which she says are connected to the rising cost of housing and childcare and the legacy of the Great Recession. But she also says that a consistently high fertility rate isn't always good.
You know, we're approaching 8 billion people on this planet. Humanity could consider that an actual decline in population may not be a bad thing.
But the state's population isn't shrinking. Between new births and people moving in, Utah has been the fastest growing state in the country over the past decade. David Fox, KUER News.
A new study could put some Mountain West state abortion laws into question. University of California Davis researchers were trying to look at what would happen if women only took the first of 2 pills involved in a chemically induced abortion. That's something states like Utah and Idaho require doctors to tell patients is possible, and that it could reverse the abortion process with medical help. But the researchers stopped that study early, after 3 women given only the first pill ended up hemorrhaging dangerously. Utah Representative Kevin Stratton stands behind the state's law, saying that women needed to be informed about all their options and their risks.
What we're doing here with the language of this statute is encouraging ongoing communication throughout the process.
Researchers and the medical community have balked at these laws, pointing to a continued lack of evidence over the safety of the process. The study was published in the Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. It's now been 3 weeks since a possible measles exposure at a Colorado airport and hospital. As Ray Ellen Bichelle of the Mountain West News Bureau reports, no new measles cases have been found.
The concern was that 3 children infected with measles might have spread the disease to others as they passed through the Denver airport or the Children's Hospital emergency room in mid-December. Local health officials say they've tracked down 258 people who might have been exposed at the hospital alone. Most of them had already been vaccinated against measles or had likely already been exposed to the disease. For the others, some were quarantined and babies under a year old received preventative treatment. Symptoms usually appear within 1 and 3 weeks after exposure, so if people did pick up the disease, they would have gotten sick by now. It's possible that people were infected at the airport and then left Colorado before becoming ill. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.